Welcome, listeners, to Lenzo's Memoirs. It's still, you know, very much a brand new year. But the celebrations have started. Personally, I had a wonderful 1st of January, you know, being at my guy's birthday, T-Gold. It was fun. I mean, I had mad fun till 2nd, so. But today, while, you know, going through the papers, I saw this article about Simon Ekpa. I think I got the name right. This Ipob new mad person. And the meeting the Igbo community in Finland had, and according to the article, he was present. And, I mean, it made me so happy. It just started to sweet my belly. It just started making me happy. Because this was a body of Igbo people, I mean, an organization of Igbos themselves talking. They were asking critical questions of the Igbo people on behalf of the Igbo people. What is it really, this succession plan? What really is the plan for those that say they want Biafra, they want Igbob? What reasons are they given? Because you cannot use a word as an absolute term, marginalized. In what way? Are there no prosperous Igbo Nigerians? What? Because of the carnage. The carnage, the sheer carnage. These agitations have caused. For what? From when they started it till now, is Nigeria still not standing? Are Igbos in the southwest, in the north, in the southeast, in the northeast, are they still not part of Nigeria? Are they not doing their business peacefully? Who are these evils? Because you find out that it's like we have been fighting, you know, we've been fighting air. First, it was Nnamdi Kanu that was outside the shores of Nigeria making pronouncements on the nation, lying his heart out. Meanwhile, his reality was he was always with women, fine women at that. Yet, people were contributing money. You see, what makes me sad is the fact that for it to happen, human beings, real human beings, needed to contribute hard-earned money. Hard-earned money. We're collecting receipts, holding on to a past that is gone. Now, 2022, Otilo is gone. And, you know, by and large on social media, people were celebrating Igbo, Hausa, everybody. All of us were joyous. A new year is upon us. Who is that person that is talking about a war that happened before we were born? We were not born then. Nigeria was not like this. The communication, the interaction, the integration was not this much when it happened. Are we not supposed to move on from that understanding? You see, my travel has afforded me a lot, particularly while I was in the north. And I found out that you see, reality is just reality, though. You see, one of the first things I found out while I was in the north was the sheer number of Hausa guys where they marry Igbo girls. I mean, you cannot simply blame the Hausa man. You know why Igbo girls today fine? It is not a matter of them say, as far as you're in Nigeria, yeah, just look, you'll see Igbo girl. Yeah, you too, Rita. And why they like my country, you say, Omo, you do anyhow, you see anyhow. Even if they say you too fine, Omo, you chop those things, nothing they happen. I met guys that their dad was Hausa, their mom was Igbo, guys that their dad is, you understand? Even, you see, some of them, it's not by marriage, you know that what they call mistake. You know, go fit now. So where are these people, Simon Ekpa, Nnamdi Kanu, where are they? And they are not now in Nigeria. You see the problem. Finland is where that anarchist called Simon Ekpa is. And that other one, Nnamdi Kanu. You see, Nnamdi Kanu. I'm having fun because the day my chairman, Buhari, show Nnamdi Kanu enter Nigeria, everybody be lala. SPO now, you see, once beating twice shy, now I take Nnamdi Kanu do now. Because the first time I actually tried it was Maru Diko, but for different reasons. People died. People were dying. People are dying. Why? Why? To what? To what end? Nnamdi Kanu that was in love with Jonathan Nastel wanting a secession in 2015. This one and the same person. Now, please. I'm always appealing that look. Let's rest our emotions. Some people blame Lord Lugard for 1914. You know, with different kinds of stories. But almost, whatever our political analysis cannot solve. My brother, our members don't resolve them. Almost, Yoruba don't marry Igbo, Igbo don't marry Yoruba, Hausa don't marry Bayelsa. I have a friend now. She's from Edo, but her mama na from, her papa na from Nasarawa. So how do you really want to start to do the maths in all this madness you people are talking about now? I know, how do you want to really now start to do the maths? Because when you say Igbos, who are the ones you are talking to? Because the people will go, the people that will answer you, most of them are actually not in the Southeast. I went to a federal government college. I went to federal government college in Lorraine. One of my first experiences was when there was one guy in my hostel peace house. His name was Wale Okoro. I was like, yes. Yeah. It's him. We don't judge all. We can't go back. It can't be the same. The map of Biafra now, they have carved out the south-south from it. So they're south-south, they're southeast. And please, for those of you in private that you are trying to reason some kind of reasoning that personally, how do you want to sustain it? Because I've traveled. If you meet Ogunima, you know saying the crazy. If you meet Ibio Bioma, you know saying the mad. If you meet Efik, you know say he himself not devil. You never even go warrior and all these places. So who you want to the lord yourself over? Who are you now the boss of as an Igbo person? Or those are fantasies of old. All of us, most of us now, we speak English past queen. Oh, sorry, now king day there now. Nigerians. So we to represent. Look, I'm always hyping my country because everybody know now, we bad gone, but we are just trying to get along. But what I'm trying to say is, let all of us reason together now. All of us together in Lagos, over 20 million people of different tribes. Eh? We are not killing ourselves every day now. So it can work. Now, you should ask yourself, because now that there are some unknown gunmen in the East, there are some unknown government in the East. It is the people of the East that will solve that problem. Because Peter Obi says he wants to be president of Nigeria. Meanwhile, Anambra, his home state, is burning. I mean, if you cannot resolve that, you now want to start having an idea on how they run Lagos, or how they run Kano. It is not as if it is a political campaign. It's all encompassing because I am talking of the Eastern region. And please, you people should do away with this nonsense now because the Igbo presidency, the Igbo seek. Which time they will get, but they must stand firmly with the rest of us. Because if you don't, it pains me so much, and I was always shouting that when this Nnamdi Kanu came up, he was setting the Igbos back on their desire. Mercy got his now. Mercy, Lionel Mercy, this 2022, last year 2022 December, he got his World Cup, and the Igbos too will get what they deserve, but they have to earn it. They cannot afford to go here, go there, go here, go there. Follow one man. It's a together thing. I am Yoruba. Tinubu is Yoruba. But I'm happy for one thing. Over the years, the man has done this and is now finally saying, Emilokan. And I agree. But not because I'm Yoruba, because Buhari is my pops. It is for those that truly want to lead. And I am happy for Anambra State because when I heard the governor, Soludo, saying he was looking for 250 billion, or is it trillion, for infrastructural development. Now, what was Obi always doing there? I keep on saying, he didn't even know the use of the River Niger. Lagos is building deep sea port, $1.5 billion. And it has been completed. They are building railways. He is saying now that Soludo should solve the problem of Anambra now. because there is nothing worthwhile that he has invested that Soludo cannot reap. Unlike Sanwo-Olu, investments from Tinubu's time, one of which is that free trade zone. Tinubu collected that license in 2006. That's how it works. But before I end this episode, please, I want all of us to reason what has been the cost in both lives and property, police, Igbo people. And I must say this. Akolohi's husband, why could they do that on a political level? Why? Killed her husband like that on the street for what? A woman that gave so much. And if you remember, all of us, when she was the head of NAFDAC, she fought her own people because of these drug things that they were giving us Nigerians fake drugs. Look at how the life of the husband ended on the streets of the East. Omo, look, what is what is. What we be is what we be. But I wish myself, the Igbos, the Hausas, the Yorubas, and all the other tribes I can't name, peace. Together, we are great. Together is our greatness. The amount of money lost based on this sit at home, these things are outrageous. They are sabotage. There is sabotage in themselves. There is sabotage in themselves against still the people of the East. That's why the people in Finland are asking for an investigation and the arrest of Simon Ekpan. And now, if those that are in Nigeria can step up, that's why I'm doing this. Step up. Come out. Let the youth come out. The security of your environment is yours. You see, while all that was happening, there was some of my Igbo guys that entered Lagos that time. I kept on asking them that. Are you sure you have not committed atrocities in the East? And you're not coming now to hide your head in Lagos. But it's not whether it is true or false. If they have, it is only time. The law will get up, catch up with them. That I know. I'm very confident. But if they actually had a change of heart, well, whatever it is, will be. But please, Nigeria belongs to us all. There are more Igbo people outside the East than are in the East. So even if you were to do a referendum, how do you go about it? There are more Igbos outside the East than are in the East. And all the Igbos outside the East are the ones doing well, sending money back to the East to develop the East. So the Easterners, the Igbos, you now ask themselves, check the value within as against the value outside. Because Nigeria is moving on, with or without them. This December now, if the reports going around is to be, is correct, Easterners were even afraid to go home. That is, they were afraid to carry the money from all the places where they were to come and spend it home. So who is suffering? You that you are saying you are non-government. You are only doing yourself. Like, it's a brand new year. Let's become brand new persons. Let's become brand new persons. Let's really, leave all these nonsenses behind and, chat a bright future together as a great country Nigeria is. Thank you.